among many reasons for rejoicing today, we have yet another. This past Wednesday night, Denise Butler was baptized into Christ. She is John and Beth Butler, and we rejoice with Denise and her decision to put on Christ. Denise, where are you? Did you stand? Raise your hand. She's over. Right there she is. God bless you, Denise. We are excited about your decision. You have your Bibles, we open them, please, to the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. Open to the first chapter. That'll be the first place we begin this morning. Verse 3 and following. Most of us who drive have had the exhilaration looking into the rearview mirror and seeing red and blue flags. It is quite an experience. If you drive and you've not yet had that experience, I want to encourage you on your way home today, drive too fast in front of a police officer so you can experience that. There is a thrust of adrenaline into the system. The heart rate doubles in a matter of 8 or 10 seconds. And you are overcome with an incredible feeling of regret. There is an involuntary slap on the forehead. I can't believe this. Finally, it pulled over. He makes that eternal walk from his car to yours. And on the way, you're praying. You're praying that he's not only had the best day of his life. You are praying that he has a soft place in his heart for people who manifest puppy dog eyes. That's what you're going to get. And as he walks up to the car and he asks for your driver's license and your registration, insurance verification form, what you really want and desire with all of your heart is justice, right? You want him to say, listen, because you've been breaking the law, sir, ma'am, I'm going to give you a big old fine and a ticket. That's what you want him to say, right? No. No, what you want is mercy. Mercy means you don't get what you do deserve. That's mercy. If you have had that experience, you know what we're talking about. Let me borrow your imagination for just a minute, and I want to take it a step further to illustrate what grace is. Let's suppose you're going through a speed zone and the officer's lights come on and you look down at your speedometer and you know that you're going way too fast. He pulls you over, he walks up to your car and he says to you, I want you to know that I didn't pull you over today to give you a ticket. In fact, I didn't even pull you over to give you a warning. I pulled you over today to buy your lunch. I told you to take imagination. And I mean, he hands you a $10 bill and says, here, have lunch on me. You say, now that would be grace. In fact, in that case, that'd be amazing grace. You know, I encounter more and more people these days who have such a hard time with understanding the concept of grace because we live in a world with so few human examples of what grace is. We are taught all of our lives about a performance-based mentality. We hear all of our lives, there are no free rides, there are no free lunches, and if you're going to make it in this world, you're going to do it the old-fashioned way. You're going to, what? Earn it. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves having grown up with that mentality in the shadow of the cross. And we come to understand that Christianity isn't at all like that. Not at all. In fact, the center core being of Christianity is grace. That apart from grace, there is no Christian message. That apart from grace, not a one of us has any hope of standing in fellowship with a holy God. Not a one. And we have such a hard time grabbing hold of what that is, because we want to earn our way. We want to pay for it. And you say, what is grace? Well, it's favor or kindness extended to one who cannot earn it and does not deserve it. That's what grace is. We go through life.